I'm Dan Hughes, in the Treasure Corner. Two of my favorite pastimes are playing softball and metal detecting. They have a few things in common, the fresh air of outdoors and lots of exercise, but here's a major difference. In order to play softball, I have to do two things. First, find 19 other guys who are all free at the same time I am, and second, find a ball field nobody else is already using. But metal detecting, on the other hand, is an endeavor that I can do all by myself, on the spur of the moment, without having to round up anybody else, and without having to make any field reservations. The fact that I can metal detect all by myself is both an advantage and a disadvantage. It's good because I don't have to involve anyone else in my planning. Nothing on TV? The wife's out shopping? You can grab your detector and start scanning the backyard, or the park down the street, or the schoolyard in the next block. Sweet! But detecting by yourself can also be bad, because working solo can be lonely and less productive than when you're with a good partner. Note I said good partner. You know what I mean. We've all seen the pictures of the grizzled old prospector with his pack mule Nelly, plodding along by himself hundreds of miles from civilization. Is that how you picture yourself? Psychologists would probably tell us this guy has some severe personality disorders. If you prefer hunting solo, that's fine. But if you have a partner who goes with you, you just might surprise yourself with more finds than you generally get when you're by yourself. Now, why would that be? Well, when you've got a partner, you've got competition. And that spirit of competition will make you work just a little bit harder. You'll pay a little more attention to what you're hearing in your headphones, and you'll dig your targets just a little bit faster. Just be careful, of course, that you don't let your extra speed make you sloppy. Don't let it make you miss a coin, or worse yet, put a scratch on one because you're not being careful. On top of all that, it's so much fun to show your partner your best finds when you've just pulled them out of the ground. Now, if two people can find more working together than apart, what about three people? Four people? Or a whole bunch of people? What about a club full of people? If you're not a member of a treasure hunting club, think hard about joining one. If there isn't one in your area, think hard about starting one. Why join a club? Here are five good reasons. Number one. You'll have access to the pros in your area, the treasure hunters who know your community and its best prospects for hunting. They can show you how to best set up your detector for the local ground conditions. They can tell you where you're allowed to hunt and where you'd better not. You can get a lot of free advice from your fellow club members, advice you might spend years trying to pick up on your own. Reason number two, most clubs have several members who can get club access to private hunting sites like farmland, business property, and privately owned woods, so your hunting possibilities will expand tremendously when you join a club. Reason number three, making new friends is usually a good thing, especially if your new friends have interests similar to yours. Let's face it, there aren't too many treasure hunters out there, and it's nice to know you're not alone. You'll have a list of people you can call on short notice to join you in a spur-of-the-moment hunt. Reason number four, there's safety in numbers. In a club hunt, you won't have to worry about being robbed, or worse, if you're hunting in a park or schoolyard with a whole lot of people. And reason number five, I've saved the best for last, when you're in a treasure club, you'll have access to lots of different makes and models of detectors. You'll be able to hold, play with, and test many different machines, and that will help you decide what to buy next or what to avoid. And your fellow club members will tell you what they like and don't like about the machines they use. Now, you may be able to test different detectors in a treasure shop, if you can find one, but when you do that, you feel an awkward pressure to buy something right away. It's just you and the store owner there staring at each other. It's not like Walmart, where you can browse without salesmen breathing down your neck. When you're in a club, though, you can play with other detectors with no pressure to buy anything. How can you find out if there's a club in your area? Just do a Google search for treasure hunting clubs. You'll get over a million hits. One of the first ones is a White's site with a map of the United States. Just click on your state, and you'll get a list of the clubs in your state. Thanks for listening. You can read several of my articles about metal detecting at the bottom of my webpage, treasuremanual.com. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.